Kia ora tātou, no mai, haere mai. Welcome to this week's edition of Anniversary Albums. My name is Sam, of course, and this week it's just going to be me. Sad, but true. But nevertheless, I should be reunited with Geneva very soon, hopefully. But in the meantime, I'm just going to have to put up with my voice. This week, we are looking at the sixth studio album from American alternative rock group Sonic Youth. Goo is the name of the album. It was released in 1990 and it is turning 30. I think this is the first time we've actually done a Sonic Youth album on Anniversary Albums since I've been doing the segment anyway. So yeah, very special day. So let's just look at a bit of background about Sonic Youth. They were formed in New York in 1981 by Kim Gordon, Lee Ranadlo, Thurston Moore, and they had several other members come and go before in 1985 they were finally joined by Steve Shelley on drums, and this completed the classic lineup of the group, which stayed together right until their disbandment in 2011. And Sonic Youth as a band, they came up through the no wave and noise rock music scenes of New York in the early 80s. Punk had kind of come and gone in the city, and there was now a new group of bands emerging with a more hardcore, heavy guitar sound, quite lots of reverb, lots of distortion, and I guess more experimental. And other bands to come up through the scene included Pussy Galore, The Butthole Surfers, and Sonic Youth under Gordon and Moore, who incidentally would eventually marry in 1984, were the real figureheads of this movement, I guess. They released their debut album, Confusion is Sex, in 1983, and they had great success critically, particularly, and also underground through the 80s with albums like Sister, Daydream Nation. They were very prolific. They released 5 albums in 7 years. And in 1989, they actually signed a major label deal with Geffen Records. They fell out with their indie label, and straight away, on a new contract, major label, they set to work on their 6th album that would become Goo. And they pretty much wanted to expand further on the alt-rock sound of Daydream Nation and experiment more in the process. So the result was a heavily laid guitar album, lots of alternate tunings, a much rawer type of production, lots of distortion. And yeah, in many respects, this was Daydream Nation Volume 2, with Gordon in particular expanding her role as the main singer of the group as well. And she definitely shines on a lot of the songs on this album, and as you'll hear on the songs we play today. So, the first track we're going to play is the opening track and the third single released from the album. It's called Dirty Boots. This is a fantastic opening track, quite a foreboding guitar song. It features all the key ingredients of Sonic Youth. You've got your heavy distortion, a great rhythm section, and Thurston Moore and his deadpan vocals take the lead vocal on this particular track. So, have a listen. Thank you. 95BFM, you're listening to Anniversary Albums. My name is Sam, and today we're looking at Sonic Youth, Goo, from 1990. The track you just heard was Dirty Boots. The next track we're going to play is track number 4, and the main single from the record. This is called Cool Thing, and this is one of the band's most well-known songs. It features a stellar lead vocal from Kim Gordon, and a really cool sort of Shangri-La's-like spoken word section in the middle. And the exposure this song got, it got a lot of exposure, really helped push the wider exposure and attention the album as a whole got. So, let's have a listen. 95 BFM. The album we're listening to this week is Goo by Sonic Youth. So let's look at the reception this album received and its legacy. Well, the album managed to crack the top 100 in the States and the top 40 in New Zealand. It was the first of their albums to chart, actually, in both of those countries, and basically shows, I guess, the power of finally being on a major label. You've got all those resources you can pump in to making sure as many people as possible get your album in. Obviously it worked, they managed to chart. So clearly the band was finding a larger audience after nearly 10 years together. It managed to sell 200,000 copies initially, and it definitely exceeded expectations in that regard. It received unanimous critical acclaim in the process. Rolling Stone called it their most accessible album to date, and the LA Times called Sonic Youth the Rolling Stones of noise music. The album's reputation has only grown with time. It's now considered an essential alternative album and one of Sonic Youth's best albums. Many critics basically see it as an album that managed to show that as an underground alternative act, you could move more to the mainstream without compromising your sound. And obviously this album and Sonic Youth, they had a massive influence on a lot of the bands that were coming up through grunge in particular. People like Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, very much influenced by Sonic Youth. And to this day, so many alternative bands have been influenced by Sonic Youth. Since this album, Sonic Youth continued this golden run of records. They cemented themselves as an alternative band within the mainstream. They managed to chart a series of albums through the 90s, and they released 9 more albums. They're a very prolific band before splitting in 2011 after, unfortunately, Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore, their marriage broke up. And with that, it was the end of the band. And 9 years later, they've never reunited, so who knows if that'll ever happen, but we've got albums like this which we can still listen to. The final track we're going to play today is track number 2, and this is called Tunic Song for Karen, and this in many ways is a tribute to Karen Carpenter from the Carpenters, who died in 1983, so about 7 years before this record came out. And the lyrics here explore Carpenter's struggle with anorexia, and it's quite a somber song. And again, Kim Gordon puts in a fantastic vocal performance, which really, really captures the essence and spirit of the lyrics and really drives the song home. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for tuning in to Anniversary Albums this week. I'll be back again next week. Have a good rest of your week. Ka kite.
Going anywhere, you are never going. see you, Richard. Goodbye, Hollywood. Goodbye, Downey. Hello, Janice. Hello, Dennis, Elvis, and all my brand new friends. I'm so glad you're all here with me. Until the very end.
Going anywhere. Goodbye, Richard. Gotta go now.